This is Jay Sekulow. Joining me live on the broadcast, my colleague, Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. You know, sometimes you talk about the news, sometimes you make the news, sometimes you're in the news. So today, it's all three. And we thought that the way to handle this, I mean, I'm sure you're watching, those of you that are following the media this afternoon, or this morning, for some of you in California, there's a lot of speculation as to what the legal team is going to do or is not going to do with regard to an interview of the president. Now, having said that, I've raised last week with you the significant constitutional issues that exist when looking at a situation like this. I'm going to be joined, Jordan and I will be joined by my colleague, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, in the next segment of the broadcast to talk about what responses will be going forward. But let me say to everyone that's joining us now, look, I want to be clear here. The constitutional issues associated with an interview of any president of the United States are very significant. They're not only significant for that president, but as I said on Fox News yesterday, it's also significant for the presidency. And I think that's what we have to be cognizant of here and be clear that the idea that you have a situation like we're seeing unfold where there's a request for an interview and then how you respond, which has been over a series of months back and forth, if you look at that historically, that is not unusual. In other words, when you have something of this constitutional magnitude, you don't just simply, I mean, this is just fact. You can't. It's not just a yes or no answer. There's a lot of factors that go into it. And as I said on the broadcast, on Sean Hannity's broadcast yesterday, if you look at the scenario of events that have taken place in this investigation in particular, I mean, the corruption at the start of it and the new information, the Bruce Orr information just coming out yesterday, raises serious concerns all the way through.
Yeah, that's right. And we are, I want to make sure everybody knows we are taking your phone calls. I don't think this would be an opportunity that has occurred ever before where you can, again, discuss. Mayor Giuliani is going to join us. You know, we just have a couple minutes in this first segment for the next segment of the broadcast where we will start taking phone calls. So you have this opportunity to speak to the president's legal team and take live questions, which I think is a unique opportunity. It's not like even just a TV interview. This is something unique for all of you listening, watching the Jay Sekulow Live broadcast. To be part of the show, 1-800-684-3110 with your questions. That's 1-800-684-3110. I just want to make sure everyone realizes this is live. This is not something we pre-taped. We are literally screening calls as we speak, preparing for Mayor Giuliani to join us. 1-800-684-3110 to join us on Jay Sekulow Live to discuss the issues. Obviously, this is the issue in the news in the last 24 hours, even since you were on the Sunday show. There's the Ohio election issue. I think that a lot of the mainstream outlets wanted to move away from that kind of quickly because they weren't the Democrat candidate was not able to appears to not be able to pull off the victory there. So they're moving on to some other issues as well, and we are taking your calls about it. As you've all seen in the news today, the reported response coming later today, and so we're having Mayor Giuliani. But I just want to make sure people realize this is live. This was not something we did, you know, an hour ago or last night.
No, something we didn't do 10 minutes ago.
No.
I was on the phone with my colleague and said, hey, we're about to go on air, and this is one of the advantages of being able to come to you live every day when there's news and news that we're involved in. We're able to talk to you about it. But I want you to understand, as I said, and I said this on a number of interviews I've done in the last week, these are serious constitutional issues. They go to the core of what's called separation of powers, the authority of the presidency, a unitary executive. All of those issues are at play here. So our phone lines are jammed up. We're taking your calls on Facebook and Periscope. We encourage you to share this with your friends. We'll be joined by Mayor Giuliani in just a few moments. But again, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What's really at stake in all of this? Discussion about an interview with the president or not having an interview with the president, or what does that all mean? It all means, what's the Constitution have to say about it? And there's a lot of constitutional issues. We're going to lay those out for you today. I think it'll be a good opportunity for you to get educated on what the major issues facing any type of interview situation like this. So, again, historic in one sense. We're having our friend Mayor Giuliani, who I've worked with, by the way, privilege of working with for three decades. So we'll talk about some of that, too. We've been friends for a long time. All right, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Welcome to the broadcast. Everyone, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Needless to say, the phone lines are jammed. And that's because my friend and colleague, Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, a great former U.S. attorney, great lawyer, great friend, someone's been very helpful to us, by the way, on cases unrelated to this, including Andrew Brunson's and others. So we have a long relationship. Mayor, thank you for being with us.
A pleasure, Jay. Nice to be with you.
All right. Well, let's start with the obvious. I started the broadcast here saying sometimes you're in the news, sometimes you're making the news, sometimes you're discussing the news you're in, and that's today. It's all three. There's a lot of reports already. You and I were getting calls last night and this morning about a response to the special counsel. I want to say that, and I've said this publicly, that we do not discuss the content of our ongoing negotiations with the Office of Special Counsel. That's not to say we don't discuss that we are in communication, but we don't discuss the content of those. But I think it's important to start the broadcast off, Mayor, if you would, and that is I've said that what people need to understand, and we have an audience from coast to coast here, people listening actually from around the world, that in situations like this, the constitutional issues are very significant. And you're one that, as a former U.S. attorney and a former senior official of the Justice Department, you understand that better than most, that what we're really dealing with as we make these decisions or advice to the president is serious constitutional issues.
Absolutely. And, you know, they involve not just this president, but they involve the presidency. What we do here is going to be used as a precedent, as we're using the things done with Clinton and Reagan and Bush, and we rely on those. So we got to be very careful about what we do.
Yeah, and I point to this issue in that regard, and that people are saying, why is this not quicker, that not quicker? There are a lot of issues you have to consider in making these recommendations. I said this yesterday, and I know, Rudy, you've said this many times, and that is, ultimately, this decision is the president's to make. I mean, we're going to give advice, but the president is going to make this decision. I mean, and Rudy, I think people need to hear that from you, that ultimately this is the president's decision, but we're hopeful that he will take the advice of his lawyers as this process continues to mature.
Absolutely. I mean, it's his decision, both as an individual and as the president. It's his decision on how far he wants to go in giving up certain prerogatives. It's his decision as to what the balance is going to be. If he weren't the president, you and I know this would be an easy decision. He just wouldn't testify. People who are even subjects of investigations, we know he's not the target, they almost never testify. And prosecutors have to make the decision without ever hearing from them, which is why it would not be so unusual for Mueller to have to make this decision without hearing from the president.
Well, especially since we have seen over the course of the last year unprecedented cooperation from the White House. I mean, you're talking about 1.4 million pages of documents have been given over to the special counsel's office. I think 32 witness interviews, maybe more. I think that to say this is the most transparent investigation in history is an understatement. And I think even those that may disagree with the president's positions have to acknowledge that there's been unprecedented cooperation here. I make this joke as the lawyers representing the president. I mean, one of the things you have to deal with, and this is just the fact, is that you're going to have 12 lawyers that they'll put up on CNN or MSNBC or wherever saying if the president goes up for an interview, they're going to say, why would these lawyers let him do it? The same lawyers, if we recommend them not do an interview, they're going to say, what are they hiding? So there's, in one sense for us, Mayor, there is no win for the lawyers here, but we have to do what's best for our client and what's best under the Constitution.
Yeah. You know, there are several things different than the usual case. Our client is the President of the United States, and we can make sure that he's protected, but he has to ultimately make the decision himself. We know he's inclined to want to always explain. But, you know, we have to explain to him what the consequences of that might be. Also, they have his explanation about everything. There's not a single thing that they've said to us they're going to ask that he hasn't somewhere answered it already.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, we've said that, and I'm going to say it again. I said our inclination as a team is that when you look at the facts and circumstances, it doesn't meet the requirements constitutionally to require the president to sit down and do an interview. And that's, by the way, I know it sounds like a big statement. It's rather unremarkable if you look at the precedent that exists in the D.C. Circuit. I mean, there's standards that have to be met constitutionally before that would happen. And then there's a whole series of questions legally about whether a president, sitting president, could be subpoenaed, especially regarding the activities he took under his Article II authority. So all of those issues come into play in a situation like this. What we're going to do is we said we're going to take calls, and we're taking those at 1-800-684-3110. Yeah, let's take the first
this
one.
This is live. And if you're calling in right now, confirm that. I mean, I think that that's important for people to know that this is not something that was pre-done, because this is a unique day and a unique opportunity at 1-800-684-3110 with Robert is on Maryland, calling from Maryland Line 1. Robert, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Robert, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. And also, hi, Mayor Giuliani. I wanted to ask all three of you, at this point in Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation, what would he specifically be looking for from the President of the United States in terms of interviewing him? And what constitutionally is the President allowed to do under the Constitution during this part of the investigation?
Well, look, I'll take a first stab at it, then I'll go to Mayor Giuliani. I think there's two issues there. One is, one thing that we think should not be and we've said this publicly, is that this idea that the president's decision-making process as regards to Article II authority should not be subject to questioning by a lawyer for the Justice Department. And that's what this is at the end of the day. I mean, if the president made a determination to fire James Comey, or if he made a determination on a policy matter or whatever it might be in that regard, I mean, especially in the context of official duties, that we would be setting, I think, Rudy, a bad precedent to allow just, you know, unfettered questioning on that process.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, the reality is that I could right now give you the answer that he's going to give to the question, why did you fire Jim Comey? He gave it. He gave it to Lester Holt. It's on tape. And it's not going to vary very much, maybe a couple little stylistic things here and there. So,
well, NBC also edited that tape, as we've talked about before. I mean, the fact of the matter is the president stated on that Lester Holt interview that he knew that if in terminating James Comey, that it might extend this investigation, which it in one sense it has. But you're exactly correct. There's not. But I think the constitutional question that Robert's asking is important, and that is we are setting a precedent by whatever decision we recommend to the president. We are setting a precedent. And I think that, Rudy, that people need to understand that the decision you and I make and the Raskins and the legal team have real consequences here.
Yeah, and we'll give the president advice about this, and his counsel will give him advice about it. But then ultimately he has to decide how far he wants to go or not go with this. And, you know, given the fact that there is an explanation that we can tell them is not going to change, you start to think that the only reason they want this explanation is so that they can come up with some kind of a perjury thing, because Comey has said the opposite of this.
Yeah, so I mean, and the what's called a perjury trap is something that we've talked about often. You know, as I say on these broadcasts, and let me be clear here, you know, when we're talking about representing the president, that I do that in my capacity as the president's private lawyer, not as the American Center for Law and Justice, and everybody knows that. Having said that, the reason we're coming to you on the broadcast today is we could ignore the educational moment that this presents and the fact that the constitutional issues here are so significant that I wanted to be clear that we will be able to address our audience, because part of the ACLJ's mission is, of course, educating on the Constitution, which is what this is about at the end of the day. This is the decisions that are made here are all about the Constitution of the United States. Let's go ahead and take, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to ask Mayor Giuliani. Mayor, can you stay with us for another segment?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to, Jeff.
Okay, great. We're going to take some more calls and comments when we come back. We do have an interesting comment that came in via, I don't know, Jordan, if you have it. I can pull it up if you don't, okay. On Facebook. It was a good question on Facebook.
To Kathy's?
Yeah.
Yeah, she says many people don't think the president should do the interviews. What are the factors that go into that?
So this is the ultimate question, and what are the factors that go into the interview process? And that's where you start with and end with the Constitution of the United States. And I say that because even the precedent that exists with other interviews of presidents also revolved around that issue. You look at what information that they have already that they've been able to get from another source. And, Mayor, that's one of the things that we've been able to establish here with unprecedented cooperation, that this information has been available from other sources, other witnesses.
Yes, and almost every case that touches on things similar to this, like requiring a cabinet officer to testify, or there's always a requirement to at least show necessity. In other words, you can't get the information any other way. Well, they already have the information. So they can't meet that.
We don't think they meet what's called the ESPE standard, and that's been our position. But that doesn't mean negotiations don't still continue to go on in good faith. They do. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Our guest for the next segment of the broadcast will be my colleague in this case, Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, former U.S. attorney, former senior Department of Justice official. So we're going to give you some insight. And again, we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We'll be back with more, including your contacts and your calls, in one moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
to the broadcast, everyone. A little bit of a unique thing. There's a lot in the news today about the potential interview of the president and what the president's legal team is going to respond to. And, of course, as you know, in my private capacity, I'm a member of that legal team. And so is my colleague who's leading that legal team, actually, is Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He's a good friend. Someone we've worked together on a number of cases. And this one, of course, will be, I think, the most historic. I think, Mayor, it's fair to say this one in our history books for the children and grandchildren will be the most historic case you and I have ever worked on.
No question about it. No question about it. I mean, unfortunately, yes, but and hopefully we get the right result.
Yeah, we'll get the right result. All right, we've got a lot of people calling in that want to talk to the mayor, want to talk to me. We're going to do that. Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan's going to take those calls at 800-684-3110.
Jerry is calling in from Rhode Island on line three. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jerry.
Hello. Oh, Jay. Hello, Mr. Mayor. You've already talked about how you two are under the gun protecting the president as a client, but also advising him how the president has to protect the presidency and
right.
What the framers put in place to protect the presidency. If he, as a client, tells you he wants to testify, is he going to be setting a bad precedent for the sanctity and protection of the presidency for president's future if he does this, taking into effect, Dershowitz has already said he shouldn't.
Sure, I understand that. So look, the mayor and I are not going to tell you the conversations we have with the president of the United States regarding our legal advice. But we are fully cognizant of the impact, Rudy, that this has on the presidency. And that's one of the things that weighs heavily on our thought process and our legal analysis is the impact this has for the Constitution and for the country.
But, you know, so long as he's making the decision voluntarily and not submitting to a subpoena, then that's not inconsistent with what other presidents did. President Reagan was questioned
in writing.
President Clinton had them remove the subpoena before he negotiated a much narrower form of questioning. I'm not saying we're going to do that, but there's no question the president would resist any kind of an attempt to force him to testify.
Oh, I mean, if there was a subpoena fight, that's right. If they were to issue a subpoena, that raises a constitutional issue that is very significant. Is there authority to subpoena the president of the United States for questioning on issues surrounding his presidency and decisions he's made? Not talking about documents. That's very different. Go ahead.
That was a big deal. The
Nixon case was on documents.
And that was a huge deal that the court even went so far as to say you could get documents from the president in these kind of matters as investigators. And we've given those. And then in the Clinton matter, let's remember, there was a different law in the books. There was an actual independent counsel that was operating outside of oversight.
And even there, it was not tested constitutionally. Yeah. They negotiated a resolution.
They were operating outside of the oversight of the Department of Justice. I mean, they were, and
special counsel is part of that. Yeah.
And remember how nasty that got politically. I don't think that this matter, I know that there's been back and forth discussions about, you call it irregularities, some of these, Peter Strzok, we've talked about these numerous times. It wasn't the cable news era that we're quite in now and the media era that we're quite in now, but I mean the undermining of each other that went on during that investigation. I was a kid, and I still, you know, you can remember the attacks on each other that were going back and forth on that matter involving Clinton. That is not the case because it's a different situation with a special counsel and an independent counsel. What that sets up also, and the Congress decided not to renew that we're not going to go down on these chases with no oversight from one of the three branches of government anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Rudy, we're going to take another. We got a lot of calls coming in here. 1-800-684-3110.
This is a good one from John in D.C. because a lot of people wonder, like, what is the point? And John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, John.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Mayor. Just wondering, is there a deadline that you're trying to hit in responding to the special counsel?
Look, we don't have an internal deadline. We are moving. I use the phrase expeditiously through this and understand the significant constitutional issues that are raised. But Mayor, I know you've said and I've said this. We want to see this come to closure soon here, Mayor.
Yeah, we do. It's about time that it ends. I also think and I hope the special counsel is as sensitive to it as we are. We do not want to run into the November elections. So you back up from that. This should be over with by September 1st. We have now given him an answer. He obviously should take a few days to consider it. But we should get this resolved. If there's going to be an interview, let's have it. If there's not going to be an interview, then let him write his report. He's got all, honestly, he's got all the information that he needs. The interview will provide nothing in addition to what he already has. So he can write his report. And we've been willing to profit. In other words, we've been willing to say, this is the answer he will give. And we'll be stuck with it.
Well, we'll see. And of course, the question will be, we have an ongoing dialogue with the Office of Special Counsel in a professional manner. As I said, we're not going to discuss the content of our response as far as what the content of that response is. I will say that that response will be, they will take time to evaluate it. These are not two paragraphs. I mean, these are well thought out legal positions that, as I've said multiple times, have implications not just for this president, but for the presidency. And that is critical in this. Let's go ahead and take one more call before the break.
Yep, Dan in D.C. online too. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dan. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Hey, hi, Mayor Giuliani. My phone's about to die, but I just wanted to say, I don't think the president should give him the time of day on anything. This investigation by Mueller has been going on for over a year. The taxpayers have been paying for this so-called special investigation that is clearly biased against our president, and they're not going to ask him, like y'all already pointed out, they're not going to ask him anything new that he hasn't already answered in the past.
Well, look, I mean, we've raised this issue of Mayor, and this is something you and I have talked about a lot. The irregularities that have taken place from the inception of this inquiry have been pretty breathtaking in scope.
Yeah, they have been. I mean, if you consider it was started by and run for a very long time by Peter Strzok. He was only removed when these revelations came that he was saying the most incendiary and horrible things about the president. I have never heard of a case run by an FBI agent who displayed hatred for the person that he was looking at.
Yep.
And Mueller didn't find out about it. It had to be presented to him. And then he stayed with the FBI for another year. It's ridiculous.
So, yeah, raises a whole host of questions, which I'm going to address in the next half hour of the broadcast. So, again, Mayor, we appreciate you being with us. It's been an honor working with you and continue to work with you, and I cherish the friendship but also the professional relationship in a case of this magnitude and again. And I also want to say to the mayor that Rudy Giuliani has been a big help to us over the last year and more than a year on the case involving Pastor Andrew Brunson. And I want to let our entire audience thank you as that case moves closer and closer to closure. So thank you for that, Mayor.
Well, I'm praying for him. And thank you, Jake, very much.
All right. Very good. That was Mayor Rudy Giuliani, my colleague in the case involving representing the President of the United States. All right. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls and comments. Phone lines. We took a lot of calls this first half hour. We're going to take a lot more. We've opened up the phone lines for you.
At 1-800-684-3110. As we said, when the news on the investigation by Bob Mueller, the special counsel, Russia, is worthy of discussion, not just what is being reported, but to take it a step further on our broadcast and a long-form discussion. Remember, when you're doing those interviews, those are 4 or 5 minutes long, maybe 10 minutes long. So that was unique in itself, what you just heard live on the broadcast. But we're continuing to take your phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110. If you don't get that second half hour, you can go to Facebook. We've got that broadcasting there. So it's a great place to see the broadcast going on as we discuss the issues involving Russia that you see being reported in the news as we speak. 1-800-684-3110. Back for the second half hour.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
From Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. You know, sometimes they say you're discussed in the news, sometimes you are the news, and sometimes you're making the news, and sometimes it's all three. Today's one of those days. So we thought it would be appropriate to come to you because, well, we've got an audience from around the country. Actually, now with Facebook and Periscope, literally around the world. What's in the news right now is the fact that there's people know that the president's legal team, of which I'm honored to be one of the members of, is going to be responding to the office of special counsel. Now, I'm not going to disclose to anyone what's the content of that disclosure. That would be inappropriate. But I will say this, that there's ongoing dialogue, and obviously this interview issue is the issue that's being focused on, and we have our view of it, and I've been stating what the view is. But again, that letter is going to be sent to the special counsel's office, and it will be our formal response. I expect it'll take days for them to respond back, and this is the ongoing process of what you deal with. The reason I wanted to come to you on the broadcast today, though, is that because for our American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ audience, I want you to understand that, and you know this, I represent the president in my private capacity as a private lawyer, not through the ACLJ, but we wanted to come to you on this because the I think it would be inappropriate for us to ignore the significant constitutional issues that we're concerned about every day on this broadcast, and that would be, you know, ironic that I'm in the middle of one of them and can't talk about it, so we wanted to do that so we can educate you on the constitutional issues that are involved here. So again, that is what we're doing, and that's what we're discussing. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones early, and again, phone lines are open.
Kelly calling from Florida Online 3. Hey, Kelly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Kelly, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me on. I'd like to thank you personally for the work you're doing on the Pastor Brunson case.
Thanks.
But my question was, it was about the special counsel and his the scope of his authority. Yes. Just for a person that has no legal training, it seems like he has just a free-ranging authority that really has unprecedented scope to it. Does he have limits?
There's limits both in his appointment and also limits under the Constitution. And that's where this comes in. That's why we're talking about this. There are significant constitutional limitations placed on an Article 2 authority of the president. He has authority. And understand, though, that the special counsel's office and the Department of Justice also operate under Article 2, inferior, obviously, to the presidency. But that raises that issue of can an Article 2 president be subject to this kind of questioning or a proposed series of questions from a special counsel under Article 2? And that's where the issue really comes to a head.
Yeah, exactly. And that I think that's the point of this matter is it is much bigger than the partisan political issues that get so caught up in the media every single day when you're making these decisions. And it's up to, again, it's the President of the United States. Sometimes precedents change. I mean, sometimes there are those times in history where we've seen these shifts before. But you are not thinking of this in a vacuum. And I think that you're talking about a special counsel's team, president's legal team. Everyone realizes that there could be new issues of constitutional law that arise out of this that are probably ultimately decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. There might not be. I mean, it might not be an issue that it may be more of a political issue than it is ultimately one that ends up in court. I mean, and that is still very real. I think that's important. Politics, I don't think that issue is going away. I mean, we can talk about the political side of this.
Sure.
There's going to be politics about this in November, obviously, with midterm elections, even if it's done. I mean, even if it was done, or there's court issues that are kind of side issues being litigated. But it's whether or not I think it becomes one of those major constitutional litigations or not. That will be, in a sense, up to the special counsel's team.
Yeah, so they'll write a report. That's what I suspect. We'll have a response as well, and that's kind of the way probably it goes. But there's not a trial in that sense here. I mean, that's not what happens. This is a political process, not a judicial one. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, we've got some lines open for you. Your questions about this? This is a rare opportunity. We don't do this often. 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. The first half hour, we had our friend Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and we were discussing what is in the news today, and that is the president's legal team, of which I said I'm honored to be a member of, will be responding in writing to the Office of Special Counsel momentarily. And that will be going out shortly. And then we will have we're not going to discuss the content of what we're telling them. I will tell you, we've laid out in numerous interviews. I did ABC this week. I was on with Sean Hannity last night. I think I'm on with Laura Ingraham tonight discussing this. And we will raise the same issues that we continue to raise. And that is the legal issues here are very significant. Let's go right to the phones. And we're taking your calls. We got phone lines open, surprisingly, because we've hit so many. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Ramon in Washington State on line 4. Ramon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Jay. I'm just so, I don't know if this is a question or what, but I'm just so, I mean, why does the president have to sit down with those guys?
Well, he doesn't, he doesn't have to sit down. I mean, the fact is that there's a constitutional basis to not sit down for an interview. The question is, under the Constitution, I think the argument is clear that that he would not be subjected to that, does not have to be subjected to that. The question of whether he wants to do it or not is a different question. That's a political issue. But the legal issue is, I say, no, we don't think that the president is required to sit down for this, especially in a situation like this where there's existing D.C. circuit precedent called the Espy case, which says that if there's other places to get the information from, you don't get it from this. You don't have the right to get it from the president. And here, there's been unprecedented cooperation throughout this process.
And
in the most transparent in history, frankly.
And when we talk about, because I think this came with the last segment, you say this doesn't end up in court. That is one issue that could, though. That is it's kind of a side issue of ultimately this is about writing this report, but can the questioning be forced to occur or not, which is separate from for their report. That is the one. You've explained it on interviews before. You did it with George Stephanopoulos. But I think it's good for him to explain it to hear that if the subpoena move tried to happen from the special, that becomes this kind of side constitutional issue. Nothing to do about the Russia issue, just whether or not you can subpoena the president to testify.
Well,
an issue that would still be about issuing the report, not filing criminal charges against the president of the United States.
That's precisely correct. So I want to be clear here that when you have a situation like this, you have to look at all of the factors that go into making the decision. It's not just do you sit down. If this was not the president of the United States, this is really easy. The answer is no. I mean, you wouldn't sit down for an interview, but it is the president of the United States. So there's historical precedent. You're looking at not just the client as the president, but also the office of the presidency. That's where the White House counsel has to weigh in on some of this as well. So there's a lot of factors that go into it, but I think it's moving towards a conclusion. I don't give dates. I don't give time. I say we're moving expeditiously in light of all of the serious constitutional issues that exist here.
All right. I think this is a good question. Sylvia on Facebook, why does the Mueller team keep appointing lawyers? Shouldn't it be winding down at this point?
Yeah. So the fact of the matter is that is a decision that Bob Mueller makes. Now, they've farmed out these two cases they brought against the Russian corporations and the Russian individuals. Those have been farmed out to the national security team inside the Department of Justice. So,
and a couple lobbyists who have been looked at that came up in the Manafort issue but weren't directly involved. So those got farmed out to other U.S. attorneys. So there's some of that. Obviously, though, that Manafort trial, which has really nothing to do with, has nothing to do so far with the Trump campaign, other than maybe Rick Gates testifying that he stole money from the inaugural committee. I mean, so you got some issues there. He did do that, but the truth is that they'll have to finish that out.
That doesn't impact the president,
right?
Because it's not involving
that's
not involved the president, right? So that's not part of the report. Now, Sophie asked a question. I like that name a lot.
Yes, nothing has come from this probe
because I got a granddaughter with the same name.
Quit wasting taxpayer money.
Well, look, I hate to say it's already been spent, but it has been spent, and I think it's upwards of what, 25 million dollars so far, and there you have it. So, I don't really want to comment on that. I do want to spend time talking about, though, is that understand the significance of what's issued constitutionally here. There are very significant constitutional issues raised by even the request to interview the president.
I would say this, George W. Bush did some interviews, I think it was Scooter Libby involved, and he did, I think, 4 hours. But you know what happened? It was not under oath. You go to the Reagan issue of writing written responses. Again, so a different way. That is technically, you're under oath, and so those are serious. But again, it's written, so you're not being caught off guard in these interviews or, discussing it in a long format. But you're having time to think about how you're answering specifically. I would even point to Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at the time, because she wasn't even a government official. She was a candidate being investigated for what happened as she was a government official, not under oath when she testified. So not a lot of liability. I mean, no liability whatsoever. There's no perjury trap. That doesn't mean they can't find out reasons to bring issues against you, especially when she was not being protected, as she wasn't a cabinet official, nor did she ever become the president of the United States, which raises it to another level. That being said, she had no perjury issues. Same as with George W. Bush when he sat down for 4 hours. They waived that giant issue that stands out there of, you didn't exactly say what you said there. And that is, I think, the only reason in history you ever saw any cooperation.
Exactly.
And let's all talk about the Hillary Clinton one. Let's remember these are the same people sitting today. I mean, there are so many issues.
Lots of issues. I mean, I want to get into one that was brought, that John Solomon on the Hill raised yesterday, and that is the issue of Bruce Orr. Now, so that was the number four in the Department of Justice at the time that this inquiry started. His wife worked for Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS was hired to do the dossier with Chris Steele against the then Republican nominee, Donald Trump. Now, the interesting aspect of that is Chris Steele was fired for leaking information to the press, but yet Bruce Orr continued to have ongoing dialogue with him. It looks like handled through his wife, but there was notes that John Solomon had seen on this. So this raises really serious legal issues. And when I say the irregularities of this investigation from the outset, it's really hard to understate that. I mean, I don't think in our history we've seen anything that mirrors this. The way it started, the Strzok Page matter, the McCabe matter, the James Comey leak to get a special counsel. I mean, you put all of that in context. Well, not in context, lay it all out there. And those are facts. No one can disprove those facts. Those are the facts. It raises really serious issues. So I will say that. I'm going to do something a little bit different here, and this is something that I want to just kind of get people to understand. I want you to understand that when we're getting a lot of comments coming in, just tell the president not to do it. Just say no, don't do it. I understand that. When I'm on the interviews, they're saying that. But understand there's a process that we're going through as lawyers, looking at the constitutional implications of it, looking at the historical precedent that this would or would not set, looking at past responses, which have included written responses as part of the way that these are handled. Sometimes it's a combination. We'll see. We are going to make a recommendation to our client, who happens to be, in this case, the President of the United States. That's the way we're viewing it. We've got some good questions coming in. Our phone lines are starting to get busy again. 1-800-684-3110. Let's do one of these Facebook questions.
Sure. Let's go to Dana on Facebook, who said, this is a comment. I think we take a couple of these comments at first. I think it's very important to protect the office of the presidency. We've thoroughly discussed that, I think, on the broadcast today. I think that's what she's highlighting, is that this idea is bigger than Donald Trump. I mean, just think, you need to, I wish people on both sides think bigger than Donald Trump. Think what this means for every president in the future as well. And do you really like this environment that's created on these issues? JK on Facebook, do special counsel interviews happen one-on-one or are lawyers present?
Lawyers are traditionally, historically, lawyers are present both for the representing here the Office of Special Counsel, if that were to take place, and then we would be there as the president's lawyers if that were to take place.
All right, let's keep the phone calls coming in, 1-800-684-3110. We got another segment coming up. We could get those in. We've talked about the money. We've talked about the lawyers present. I think we could take more of your phone calls as well. We could try to take Megan's call before we go to this break. And then, again, folks, if you want to be in, get a question in, this is the time to call for our last segment of the broadcast coming up. 1-800-684-3110. Asking your questions about the Russia investigation directly on the broadcast today at 1-800-684-3110. Hey, Megan, you are on the air.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, why does this investigation go forward when it's provable now that it's founded on the fruit of the poisonous tree?
That is a legal term we use. That is, if the conception or the inception in this particular case, the inception of the investigation here, and remember how they kind of conceived the whole investigation was this counterintelligence matter, and it morphs into this other, and then you have all of these issues that come off it that are, the salacious dossier, it's unverified. And that becomes, and you got Christopher Steele providing information that's not verified. You can go through the list of that. And the fruit of the poisonous tree means, if that's the case, if that's where it arose out of, then it should not go forward. I mean, those are significant legal arguments that that are made in these kind of cases. And some of those have actually made its way into some of the other court proceedings. Whether we will go there or not, we'll see. But I will tell you this, that shortly we are going to be responding, and the response will speak for itself. We're not going to disclose the content of what we're saying to the Office of Special Counsel. We will discuss that we are responding, and we'll give you the general legal parameters that we've been operating under, and we'll do that in the last segment of this broadcast, so you'll be able to get those calls in at 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. So we're going to take some calls, and we're going to take your comments also on Facebook and Periscope. Those are coming in. We got an interesting one from Anna Jordan on Periscope. I don't know if you've got it. I just pulled it up. Yeah, let's go. It's a good one.
So with James Comey admitting to leaking FBI memos to the press, why aren't there criminal implications for that?
There may be. I mean, there's an investigation going on by the Office of Inspector General of whether that was a leak. And, I mean, he leaked it. He said he leaked it. But, I mean, just put it into context. What if an FBI agent had interviewed a president and then leaked the memo to the press in order to get a special counsel? Would we all be saying, well, that's okay? I don't think we would be saying that's okay. So, again, that's being investigated by the Office of Inspector General right now, and they'll make that determination as to whether there is any criminality regarding that.
All right, let's go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. To get on this broadcast and the last segment, this is the time to call if you've got questions today. We don't talk about this every day on the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. Marcia is calling in from Ohio on line one. Marcia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi. I think Jay and Giuliani are both doing a great job. I trust their decisions, and I'm sure they're going to come out of this smelling like a rose. What I worry about is our Department of Justice not going after the ones that we know committed crimes and abuse.
So we're not going. I'm not going to get into, you know, what other people did or did not do, because I've got my hands full representing, as you can imagine. I mean, you're representing the president of the United States, and I appreciate your vote of confidence. I will tell you this: that when you're doing cases like this, and no errors is on the legal analysis here, so you've got to be correct to the best you can, and that means you look at the history, you look at the precedent, you look at the Constitution, and you make informed decisions based on the information that you have, and that's precisely and exactly what we're doing here.
I want to address this one because I saw this even from Bill Kristol about your interview.
And I think Bill Kristol?
Yeah, Bill Kristol, because he said, you know, because you said facts develop.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, facts technically, if you are in this situation, if you're right there, you knew what it was right there. But when you've got hundreds of people around these campaigns and these processes, that facts do develop for lawyers.
Of course they do.
If you're new to it, you weren't there.
Right.
You've got to put the book together. So I think a lot of these, he may be a smart guy on, he did not like the president. So he's picking up on anything he can. But
he's not a lawyer. I mean, yeah. The fact is, facts develop in a case. That's a rather unremarkable statement.
I've seen this
statement
going around a lot. And,
yeah.
And this idea that, but that is what does develop. I mean, that's why fact patterns, we have all these legal terms.
Right.
That's why you have pretrial issues, briefing that goes on. Why do you think there's investigation? If that didn't happen, there would be no investigations. There'd be no pieces to put together if you didn't have to learn.
I mean, sometimes the information you received at the beginning of a matter when you're first retained, it proved to be or turn out to be incorrect. That happens.
And what ultimately matters is what you tell.
Of course. It's not the obligation of what did you tell CNN.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the obligation is when you're dealing with the Department of Justice to make sure that the information you have is the best that you have and best available, and facts develop over time. Because you have to put together, as you said, yeah. And again, rather unremarkable. People want to make a big deal about that. It's a free country. Do what you want.
Yeah, the political side, and I think that's – I want to take that – discuss that because John's calling Washington State online too. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, John, go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much for all you do. And God bless you and your work that you put forward. I'm just wondering if the hostile political climate is more intense with this president than we've seen in other questioning with other presidents in the past.
Well, it's intense. It may be more intense, but if you go back to the Clinton matter, I mean, it was intense on both sides there. I mean, that's kind of the nature of what the look. We live in a free country. You got political issues.
You've lived through, you know, JFK's assassination. I mean, different, very civil rights movements in our times. Very complicated. We've had, and we get through it as Americans. I mean,
yeah.
We get through it. So, and we're getting close to a midterm election. I mean, we're inundated with more media now.
Yes, there's no question about that.
So, I think it may take longer time to heal, maybe. But we have had very tough moments in our much tougher than this.
I don't think our economy.
Yeah. Look at the outside issues.
We've got ISIS is under
we're kind
at least
focused
under
on
control.
This because we don't have other issues.
Exactly. So look, we're Americans. It's a constitutional republic. You have bumps in the road.
Yeah.
So you got a bump here. You get a bump there. You get through the bump, and the republic continues.
Yeah.
And we have had that. So I feel very good about the country.
Sometimes it's like there's so little else going on.
Stuff. Yes.
Broadly around
today.
Like,
I think there was not enough news on anything else. So the fact that we're responding to the special counsel in a written response is national news.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the news. I mean, the news is that you're responding.
Let me tell you what we're not
going to
give you in the news, though, is I'm not going to go to the. We're not going to. You know, I have people asking me for the letter. We don't do that. So, anyways, let's go ahead.
All right, Denise in Michigan on line three. Denise, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. Hi, Jay. And I just, for two, 3 points. First point is I just want to thank you so much for your intellect, for your assistance, for helping President Trump, for everything that you do. Second point is I'm in agreement with every caller, every taxpayer in the United States of America that says Robert Mueller needs to step down. This has gone on too long. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And then thirdly, and maybe because I haven't been following it closely, I don't really understand what Robert Mueller is trying to find out. Is he saying that...
Well, President it started as a counterintelligence investigation about Russian interference and Russian, what they called, and people have been called collusion, allegedly, with the Trump campaign. And it morphed into... this, you know, what now people will call the obstruction phase, but as I look at it, I mean, I think these are Article 2 questions, the constitutional phase. And look, we've been saying for months that it's time for this to come to conclusion. I think it's going to. I don't give dates. I think it's probably the sixth time I've said that today. I've had colleagues of mine have given dates in the past. I don't give dates, but I think it's moving expeditiously. This is, I think, the last major decision point that will happen here. I'm pretty convinced that most of the interviews are done. The documents have been produced. So this issue will play out over the next weeks, and we'll see where we go with that. I'm confident in our legal position. I'm sure they'll have a position, and we respond to it. And you do that on a professional basis. That's what lawyers do. That's what we continue to do, and that's what we will do in this process as we respond to the Office of Special Counsel in a professional manner. With a legal analysis of our position, representing, I say ours, it's the president's legal team's position on the appropriate response under the United States Constitution.
Yeah, I think this comment on Periscope, which goes to a lot of interesting legal issues too, is that I'm sick of our country acting like we operate under guilty until proven innocent. You know, we're one of the last countries in the Western world that still has a jury system.
Right.
And I think one of those complications is, how do you actually find people who haven't been inundated? With
very
new,
tough
with,
boy, because, you got to strike. You know, this case doesn't go to trial, so there's not a jury.
But
here,
on these other ones that are happening,
I mean, tough to get a jury selection where people aren't predetermined. Those are the issues that the trial lawyers deal with on a regular basis. All right, so we're concluding the broadcast. This was unusual that we were able to get Mayor Giuliani, my colleague. But again, you know, you understand that I represent the president in my private capacity as a lawyer. But we wanted to come to our radio audience today because when Will and the team met this morning with Logan, we all put it. This was clearly the news, and we were in the news, making the news, and part of the news. So I wanted to address it. But I wanted to address it so you understand this is not just a yes or no. There's a constitutional balance at play here, and that's what we're doing with the response that we're giving now to the special counsel. That will be our response, and then they'll respond back, which is traditionally what happens on that. And that's the nature of how these things are done in a professional manner. And we will we'll see how it develops in the days ahead. I'm going to be, it looks like, I don't know if it's confirmed yet, I think I'm going to be with Laura Ingraham on tomorrow. And I think I may be hosting Sean Hannity's radio broadcast on Friday, which seems like 2 years from now, because a lot's going on. A lot can happen between now and Friday. But anyways, thanks for joining us. It was this historic broadcast. Pray for Andrew Brunson. Pray for his family. Pray for the officials in Turkey. Pray for our president. Pray for Secretary Pompeo and our legal team as we are getting inching closer to his return home to the United States. That does it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online